crawling, crossing, romping, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught in, never been treated. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Way back in the trees, cut down the tree, but the honey's all gone. Old Slew Bush made himself home. Ain't been around the mill, ain't crawled across the rubble, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. Ain't never been caught, ain't never been treed. Some folks say looks a lot like me.
Winter, we did a whole bunch of shows together, and we just had a mandolin and a guitar and the two voices. That's all we had, you know. We were kind of traveling light, and we were really slim, you know. We didn't have any, didn't even make enough money to eat on. Well, he didn't. I ate his part, I think.
What are you saying?
I told him, I said, we didn't make a whole lot of money. I don't think I said it that way, but we didn't make enough money to eat on, and I said, well, Sam didn't, but I ate his part.
Yep. That's it. He's trying to figure out what key to do it. I said, well, Dell, how about me? He said, how about you sing it in B flat? We'll flatten it right out there.
I have a try out here. Did you notice that, Sam? It's hard on vocals. Is it hard on you?
Dell, I've been sound this way 40 years.
I can't get any improvement either.
Don't race this horse for 3 weeks. Here's one I bet Dale used to sing with Bill Monroe. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that you got the king of bluegrass up here named Dale McCurry? At this Bluegrass Festival, he and Peter Rowan were the two guys that sang with Bill Monroe in the 60s. We are so happy they're here.
Bill was really hard on me and Peter now. He worked this hard, I'll tell you what, and we didn't get much pay either.
Well, Dale, I remember when Bill Monroe looked at me, he basically said, "Who are you?"
Well, I'll tell you a little story about his brother Charlie. You know, Bill Monroe had a brother, Charlie Monroe, and this promoter, he couldn't get Bill on a festival. It was a bluegrass festival, but he couldn't get Bill Monroe because he was already booked somewhere else. So he booked Charlie Monroe, his brother, you know, and so Carlton Haney was the promoter. And he said, "Now look, I'm going to get a bunch of people up there to sing with you, Charlie." And so he did a lot of his hits, you know, and then he'd get like guys to sing tenor with him, you know. And so Carlton Haney got me up there and he said, "Now this is Dale McCurry, Charlie Monroe." And Charlie looked at me and said, "Well, he don't look like he's any good for anything." That's the Monroe way.